Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravana Yamuna Tiravana Jayo Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravana Jari Yamuna Tiravana Jari Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Madhava Shri Radhe Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Radha Prabhupada 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada Nitai Gaura Haribol 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol 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 Nitai Gaura Haribol Shishi Radha Madhava Ki Shishi Pancha Tat Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai Nithai Gaura Premanande Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So we are reading from 7th Canto, chapter 7, verse number 38. Koti prayaso surabalakaharer. Koti prayaso surabalakaharer. Upasane svahridichi dravatsataha Upasane svahridichi dravatsataha Svasyatmanah sakyur asheshade dehinam Svasyatmanah sakyur shesha dehinam Sammantyaha kim visayo papadanai Samanyata kim visayo papadanai Koti prayaso surabalakaharer upasane svahridi jindravatsataha. Svasyatmanah sakyur ashesha dehinam. Samanyatah kim vishayo papadanaih.
Yes. Ladies, Kaha. What? Ati prayasaha. Difficult endeavor. Asura balakaha. O sons of demons. Harehe. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Upasane. In discharging the devotional service. Sve. In one's own. Kriri, core of the heart. Chidravat, just like the space. Sataha, who always exists. Svasya, of one's self or of the living entity. Atmanaha, of the super soul. Sakyuhu, of the well-wishing friend. Ashesha, unlimited. Dehinam, of the embodied souls. Samanyataha, generally. Kim, what is the need? Vishaya upapadanai, with activities delivering the object of the senses for sense enjoyment. Translation. O my friends, sons of Asuras, the Supreme Personality of Godhead in His super soul feature always exists within the cores of the hearts of all living entities. Indeed, he is the well-wisher and friend of all living entities. And there is no difficulty in worshiping the Lord. Why, then, should people not engage in his devotional service? Why are they so addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? Purport. Because the personality of Godhead is supreme. No one is equal to him and no one is greater than him. Nonetheless, if one is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord is easily obtainable. The Lord is compared to the sky because the sky is a waste, yet within the reach of all, not only of human beings, but even of the animals. The Supreme Lord in his Paramatma feature exists as the best well-wisher and friend. As confirmed in the Vedas, Sayajyu Sakyayu, the Lord in his super soul feature always stays in the heart along with the living entity. The Lord is so friendly to the living entity that he remains within the heart so that one can always contact him without difficulty. One can do this simply by devotional service, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam. As soon as one hears of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Kirtana, one immediately comes in touch with the Lord. A devotee immediately comes in touch with the Lord by any or all of the items of devotional service. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Pada Sevanam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atma Nivedanam. Therefore, there is no difficulty in coming in contact with the Supreme Lord. Koti Prayasaha. On the other hand, going to hell requires great endeavor. If one wants to go to hell by illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication, he must acquire so many things. For illicit sex, he must arrange for money for brothels. For meat eating, he must arrange for many slaughterhouses. For gambling, he must arrange for casinos and hotels. And for intoxication, he must open many breweries. Clearly, therefore, if one wants to go to hell, he must endeavor very much. But if he wants to return home back to Godhead, that is no difficult endeavor. To go back to Godhead, one may live alone anywhere, in any condition, and simply sit down, meditate upon the Super Soul, and chant and hear about the Lord. Thus, there is no difficulty in approaching the Lord. Adanta gobri vishatam tamisram. Because of inability to control the senses, one must go through great endeavor to go to hell. But if one is sensible, he can very easily obtain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because the Lord is always with him. By the simple method of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, the Lord is satisfied. Indeed, the Lord says, Patram Pushpam Palam Toyam Yome Bhakta Prayachati Tad Aham Bhakti Paharitam Ashnami Prayat Atmanaha. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, a flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. One can meditate upon the Lord anywhere and everywhere. Thus, Prahlad Maharaj advises his friends, the sons of the demons, to take this path back home, back to Godhead without difficulty. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shagurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadatika Avasantikam. E Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ramo Ramo Hare Hare.
So we can see how Prabhupada's vision is so sweet and beautiful. For him it's so easy, he said, go back home, go to Krishna, but to hell it's very hard. What is our experience? We have to especially, we are the Kali Yuga creatures. We have to accept the fact that for us, it's not very hard to go to hell. It's just natural tendency of living entities. It's just to do sinful activities. But to go back home, oh, that's so hard. So hard. So because of that, it's very recommended to listen Srimad Bhagavatam daily, every day. This is beautiful. I really like the seventh canto. And especially about Prahlad, because they said that Prabhupada, our dear Srila Prabhupada, he came in the mood of Prahlad Maharaj, because he was doing same thing, going to West and preach to the sons of Asuras. So we can learn a lot from Prahlad. How he, I will try to say a few points which are very much, which impressed me. We can see that Prahlad is in very exalted position. He was his guru, Narada Muni. He preached to him when he was in the womb of the mother. So he came out, he was already enlightened. And then he started to do what? Radhanath Maharaj is such a powerful point. If you chant nice rounds, and if you properly assimilate this knowledge, then naturally something will happen. You would like to preach. You would like to preach. It's so natural. If we don't have desire to share this amazing gift, means something is, we have to ask ourselves, why we don't do this? The other day I heard one very nice point. How you can measure your consciousness? Are you really Krishna conscious? Or you're in Maya? Or somewhere between? But a real, when someone will tell you any shloka, when someone will tell you something about Krishna, what should be our experience? What should be our attitude? Wow! Wow! What a shloka! What a point! Oh, I like this. I like this story. That means our consciousness is healthy. So this should be our attitude. This should be measurement for having healthy consciousness. This attitude, wow! This Krishna is wow! Oh, these stories, wow! These words, wow! Prabhupada Maharaj, wow! If we don't have this wow attitude, we have to ask ourselves, what is bad with my japa? What is bad with my sadhana? Generally, one thing is always bad. Offenses. We do offenses. We are not aware how precious devotees are. You see, Prahlad was on that level because of sadhu sangha. He got sadhu sangha even before his birth. Devotees are so precious. We have to somehow take this to our heart. You know what is funny? Even Krishna cannot give you a bhakti. Huh? Krishna cannot give you love to Krishna because he's not some egoistic guy. He's not some like us. We love ourselves very much. Always try to glorify ourselves. But Krishna is not like this. Krishna is very humble. And he doesn't possess love of God because he is God. So who has bhakti? Devotees. Are you aware of that, my dear friends? Are we aware that only those that we can achieve bhakti from bhaktas, from devotees? So we should really try to respect them nicely. We can see here, first thing which I notice while reading the verse. First word, Prahlad says, oh my friends. He is preaching to the demons and he says, oh my friends. What that means? When we preach, we are like have this, oh, karmis. Stinky karmis. We have some very often used bad words.
That's when because we are neophyte. But he says, oh my friends, and then sons of the demons. How can a devotee have friends who are demons? Because when he preached from the level of Madhyama, although he's higher level, but he preaches. When he preached from the level of Madhyama. And Prabhupada explains there is four symptoms. We appreciate Krishna, deity. We have friends with Vaishnavas, and we preach to innocent. So Prabhupada explains these asuras, they were innocent. And Madhyamas, they avoid envious. They avoid envious. While Uttamas, they don't see envious. They don't see anybody worse than them. So Prabhupada says it's recommended. It's hard to preach for Uttama. Very hard, because everyone is better. How you will chastise? So then it's very philosophical point, which we won't go deep. The Uttamas have to come to a level of Madhyama in order to preach, which is very philosophical, very deep. I don't want to go there, but I just want to say that how is that, how I notice in my life as well. In the beginning, when I was young devotee, I was also very fanatical. All these karmis, all these, you know, bad people, stinky people, such a immature. I was just a few years back, stinky, karmi. And just now, because I have japa in my hand, I'm not anymore. Such a neophyte, such a neophyte and such a bad attitude. And then I noticed how some things happen with my spiritual life. Every year I feel something is happening. So I noticed how my preaching before and my preaching now is much, much better. Much more powerful, because I don't anymore think in such a bad neophyte way. So we should always try. We should always try to see everyone as our brothers and sisters. Just because someone didn't get this gift doesn't mean that he's stinky or karmi or less important. We should have the love. As Sri Rupa is always saying, we should change our heart. Some symptoms should appear when you practice spiritual life, dear devotees. There should be some change in the heart. We should change our consciousness. Bhaktivedanta Maharaj gave amazing formula, my Guru Maharaj. He says every day when we go to sleep, we should be different person than the person who woke up. Which means we change our consciousness. And if we're going to continue like this daily, then we will see. Because we have to notice that this process is working. Not for others. Like I see my friend Manohar. He is every day more and more advanced. Or Acharya. But we have to see in our own example. Because of that we need to have sadhu sangha. We need to have friends, devotees. And we have to see on our example that this process is functioning. That our heart is changing. That the lust, that the greed is going away, and that some rati, some emotions, some attachment to Krishna is coming. We have to see that. Otherwise we will be frustrated and we will start to think the process is not functioning, which is not good. Which is really not good. So I'm always inspired. We are not very often aware how exalted movement we are part of and how exalted activity of preaching is. It is so exalted to, it's a gopi bhav, Radha bhav. Radharani is always eager to give Krishna to others. Mahaprabhu, Krishna appeared, but with a desire to feel like what Radhika feels. So Macharya says with the mind of Radharani. So he preaches, he tried to gives. So we are following that. This is so exalted. How we are at all qualified to be on that level. So we should always be, you know, the best soil to grow the veggies is the black soil. What is more black, then it's more full of minerals. So the different veggies, different plants will grow. Do you know what is the best soil for bhakti to grow?
Huh? Association. Well, that's external. I mean, external, it's not external. That's something that we're getting. But which kind of soil should be our heart made of? Yes. This is very nice qualifications we need to have. That's, we have to be qualified. Actually, I'll tell you the point. Whatever happens in our life, sometimes something heavy, is just because Mahaprabhu wants to empower us more. So don't be scared away or don't be in panic when something heavy happened in your life. Mahaprabhu just wants to do what Prabhuji Gitanagara was saying. He just wants to qualify us more and empower us more. What is the empowerment? What is the qualifications? Trinatapi Sunichena. Any situation in your life happened, it's because of that. Mahaprabhu is so eager to empower us more. But still, I'm searching for the word. Cleanliness. Yeah, that's right. But let's go more, deeper. Fallen. Yeah. So the soul is called fallenness. Well, that's okay. It's also cool. But something which is very important, dear devotees, for our spiritual life. And then the bhakti lata, the bija first will very nicely sprout it, and then the bhakti lata will grow. Huh? I don't hear. Attitude of serving, yes. Also, to hear he said, come on, you see, we don't know this. You see, this is so important, we don't know. Mercy? Yeah. Also, I will tell you the secret. It's not actually a secret, I was thinking everybody knows. Huh? Be humble, of course. But this will all be very easily. Yes, Prabhuji. Yes. Yeah, we collect different dust and we make a soil. That's a good point. But the acharyas, they say, gratefulness. We have to be grateful, devotees, for everything what we have. Once we lose this feeling of being grateful, then the mercy is going down. So don't ever stop to be grateful, especially for sadhu sangha. I live in America, I preach in America, and there is different problems every now and there happens. And then listening from some very scholarly advanced Vaishnavas, they say, why? Because there is not enough sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha, as we can see here in the example of Prahlad and the example of so many other exalted personalities, in our own example, don't ever lose sadhu sangha. Don't ever. Always be in association of devotees. As I said in the beginning, they are those who can give us bhakti. Not Krishna. Wow. Huh? Can you imagine that? And we are sometimes so, especially if they are our friends, we are so familiar. Come on, Prabhu. I don't know. I don't like you. Or something. So always try to, that was such an important point for my life. The sadhu sangha. Always have association of devotees. Especially equals and those who are more advanced. Always. Then, these two questions, Prahlad is asking himself, why then should people not engage in his devotional service? Why are they so addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? He is asking himself, and I'm asking you, why? Let me see, why? Why people, they don't want to enjoy beautiful spiritual life, the most powerful, blissful Sankirtan movement. Why? You know, we are all having so much fun every day. It's so beautiful. And our future is beautiful. When you are not devoted, you suffer a lot, and then your future is very dark. So why? Why we all have problems also in our spiritual life? Prabhupada says one very strong point in this regard. I'll say it after, but I would like to hear. There is one word. Why people? And why devotees are living? I'll say something very strong. Sachinandana Maharaj did many years back a survey in Europe. And he says 90% of devotees live Krishna consciousness in 10 years. After 10 years, in Europe, America, 90% of devotees leave the movement. Huh? Because of the same reason why Prahlad is asking. Anybody have idea? Why people are so stupid and why they don't want to take serving of the Lord? It's a very simple answer, actually. Ahankara, yeah, that's a good answer and a very general answer, yeah. Caring? For who? But I know some devotees, they were very caring, but still, they left the movement. It was, desire was too strong, they went out. Because of Jews. What that means? Because people and devotees think there is still some Jews outside in the world. Jews means enjoyment. Jews is given by acharyas very often to describe enjoyment. When you take orange, you take it only because of juice. If there is no juice, who wants to eat orange? So because of that. And when will all of us, Prabhupada says so strongly, he says in the 5th chapter of 1st Canto, that the problem of people and problem of devotees is the hope. The hope. Because people think or we think, anyway, somehow it will be okay. I will enjoy. I will be happy. There is still some juice outside. And then Prabhupada says, but the real spiritual life starts once there is no more hope. I can be happy in this world. So, dear devotees, please take this to the heart. Try to somehow understand. Nothing is coming overnight. But why we are going so slow in spiritual life? Gradual, because we think there is still some juice out. There is a happiness in material world. But there is really not. There is really no. There is some pleasure, which after some time became pain. And there is some history after something gaining. But actually is nashochati nakanshchati, just hankering and lamenting. So unless we accept there is no happiness really in material realm, we cannot really advance. So when he says here, why the people are like this? Because they are convinced by Maya that there is still outside some juice. There is still something outside where I can enjoy. So don't think this, dear devotees. I know you don't think this, but many devotees are listening abroad. You are all saints here in Mayapur, Damvasis. I know. But I'm talking to everybody and to myself. Try not to be convinced with Mahamaya. It's hard. Krishna says, Mahamaya Duratyaya. It's my energy, divine energy. Divine energy. What can we do to divine energy? Nothing. But it's so funny. Maya can do only one thing to us. You know this? Only one thing. Nothing else. I know this guy Zoran here. We were doing book distribution in Croatia many years back, and then we found him. And then he was very fired up. Very this, we can call this utsahamayi. He was like, he wants to explode out of enthusiasm. Go back to Krishna tomorrow, most likely. That was this enthusiasm. We all have, is it? In the beginning we think, okay, maybe a week, maximum 2 weeks it will take me to come to the Bhava and then sometime to Prema. In the beginning, such enthusiasm. But then, what happened? I was fortunate enough to do book distribution and preaching in different parts of the world for many years. And I remember so many devotees are coming, so enthusiastic. And after some time, yes, 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 no, no. And no more. They're not here anymore. Why? Because Maya can do only one thing. She tests their determination. our enthusiasm. I have seen many different faces of Bhakta Zoran. He was also, yeah,
no,
yeah,
oh no,
yeah. Now he's, yeah. I hope this will remain a long time. Because Maya will just test, but anything, whatever Maya do, is just testing our enthusiasm to go back to Godhead. Did you notice that in your life? She can do anything else. She can just make some arrangements, and then you see, oh, well, I don't know. That's not for me. I'm not good for spiritual life. So always be enthusiastic. Don't accept Maya's proposals and her ideas. Bhaktivedanta Maharaj, he was such a powerful preacher, my Gurudev. And he says, Maya is not so strong as we are weak. So don't be weak. Because it's so natural, as Acharyas describe, when there is a sun, it's not possible to be dark. When there is a Krishna, everybody agrees, Krishna is superior. So when there is a Krishna consciousness, it's not possible to be Maya around. So what happened then? We allow Maya to come. Otherwise, it's not possible. Wherever there is Krishna, when there is a Vidya, when there is a knowledge, there is a sun, not possible of dark ignorance. Not possible. So why it comes? Because we allow. Maya is testing us. But remember, she can't do anything except to kill our determination and our enthusiasm. And this won't happen overnight. Slowly, slowly. As we are growing spiritually slowly, step by step, we are falling down generally slowly. Sometimes someone can fall very fast. But generally, so because of that again, sadhu sangha. Always have friends. Always be surrounded by powerful Vaishnava, learned, scholarly Vaishnava. They will always tell you, hey Prabhu. Very kindly they will say, hey Prabhu, you are in Maya. But we have friends, they will help us, they will explain us. So don't be scared of Maya. Be strong spiritual person. Go to Krishna. Have always Krishna next to you. Have always the sun of knowledge. Then no possible ignorance will come, no possible dark. So it's our problem. Because we are not strong. We are not spiritual. We are not taking the association of devotees. Our sadhana is not good. Our chanting is not good. Then we allow Maya to come. Whatever I say, we are enthusiastic. If Bhakta Zoran, first 2 weeks, wow. Nobody can do anything to us. It's enthusiasm. So, please, I would like to tell thank you for your listening. This full, I hope I said something. This verse is really very inspiring. I remember this, as Prahlad was asking, why they are not taking the service? Because they think there is still some pleasure. There is still some juice outside. And many devotees are leaving this moment because they still think. And then because of that, our spiritual life is not going fast. Prabhupada says very strongly, as I said, real spiritual life starts when we lose this hope. When we really in the heart don't think anymore, I can be happy in this world. Material world can give me pleasure. Once you really feel that, realize that, then spiritual life is go fast. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Very nice class. I just want to share something that I learned from devotees, that we must be absolutely determined to serve Krishna, the deities, with all our heart. So with that comes the, he awards us the service to the devotees, to his devotees, he will award that service. And we must be absolutely eager to do that service. If we are absolutely determined to do that service, we will have no problems in going, like becoming a devotee. So that is a must, that we must not give up that service. We must do it at all costs. Without any discrimination, we must serve the devotees. And that comes from Krishna. And that is how we can be successful. Because he awards that service to us to go back to the devotees and can come back to him. But that is what we must do it with absolute determination. And that determination will carry us across the whole... this is my realization.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Yes, he says that we have to be determined to do our service. Of course, but when devotee is in the lower stages of spiritual life, it's very hard for him to be steady. It's very hard for him to be steady. You know, you're Indians, many of you. In America, you know, people are a little different. They are really, there is a lot of ego, and they are very weak. American people are really very weak, especially new generation, because they don't go to the army, believe it or not, very important. Whenever they were going to army, then they became boys. Boys became men. Now there is no more this. So they start, due to influence of internet, unfortunately, it affect mind so much, they start to watch naked ladies, the movies with bad things, with the age of 10. Can you imagine the consciousness of them? Then they start drinking, smoking, a certain age. Then they have start having sexual activities with 14. And when they had to join Brahmacharya Ashram and they are 20, they're so weak. It's so hard to preach. It's actually beautiful to preach in America at the moment. Many people are interested, but once they have to join, it's so hard for them. They're so bewildered. The samskaras which they had while enjoying with the opposite sex are so strong. So strong. Well, because of that, we have to help. As Prabhupada Maharaj was preaching and helping, we have to also help. The ideal is to be stick to our service. But when you are young and when you are so screwed up by growing in the materialistic society, so hard. So we have to give nice association. We have to educate. We have to educate young Americans. You know, young Indians, more or less, they're educated in Krishna consciousness, in Vedic, at least, approach. Although it's a little different, Vaishnava and Vedic. But there is some education. In America, there is no any education. Unfortunately, it's like a really bad situation. And due to not being nicely educated in spiritual life, then people, they don't understand what is Krishna consciousness. What is the, as I said, as Sri Rupa says, change of heart. We have to change. Once we change, everybody change around us and the world changes. I will say this point for the end. We know this world, this Aloka Bhuvana, this verse from Gita. Abraham Bhuvana Loka, yeah. From the top to the lowest planet is full of miseries. And it's meant to purify us. It's meant to convince us. Don't try to change world. I want to be happy here. I want to make... No, don't try to change it. It's not possible. Try to change yourself and leave. So then we see it's really giving so much pain to everybody, this world, because it's created in this way. So how we start changing, how we are starting to become a good disciple of this world, of the Krishna, how we are going slowly out of this world, then even this world changes his face. You can see advanced devotees. You can see very advanced devotees. If you read Jiva Dharma or other scriptures from Acharyas, like how they associate. The kleshas, they were about the modes. And the kleshas, they didn't have influence of them. There was no jara, no old age, no sickness. They could even choose when to die. So this same world is completely a different place for someone else. Why? Because they are not anymore residents. Their body is here, but their consciousness is up. Similarly, remember that. How we are going slowly to not be anymore resident, which means not having material consciousness, how we'll have more and more spiritual consciousness. The world will not hit us anymore so strongly. Because Krishna, Maya cannot move. The blade of grass cannot move without permission of Krishna. It was a very strong point which Chandramouli Maharaj said, and it has really impacted me strongly. And I realized, I see in my life, in the beginning it was really heavy. When I became devotee, and I started to practice to be devotee, it was still. And then how I see things are changing, you know, Krishna and this world is really like, this world, how I changed? Everything changed. Even this world approach and influence to me. Such a strong point, such a deep point. So be nice devotee, be deep, be humble and tolerant, learn. Everybody of us have some lessons to learn in life, everybody. So once you will do that, then the world will act completely differently to us. You know, like a school. This world is like a school. So if the teacher of the school, Mahamaya, if the kids are cool, why to teacher to be heavy if someone have all the best grades and very nice behavior? Why should teacher shout and be heavy to the kid? No. But if someone is very bad student, very naughty, go to the corner, go out, very heavy. This naughty boy will perceive a school as a completely insane, heavy place, is it? Oh, this school is heavy, teacher is heavy, I don't want to go there. But actually it's his problem. So the materialistic people and the young, okay, devotees are different, but even when we are on this young neophyte Kanishtha level, still it's because we are stubborn, we do offenses, we offend others, we offend devotees, we are really heavy to everybody. So still there is influence. But if you ask person outside, they will say, oof, this world, oof, it's a hell. Because why? They are this naughty disciple. They are the naughty student. But when you ask devotees, devotees are aware, yeah, this world is a little heavy place. But, you know, somehow by the mercy of the Lord, surviving. It's going on, nice. As Krishna says, Kaunteya pratijanahi namme bhakta pranashyati. You tell them, Arjuna. So it's so interesting, huh? Once you practice spiritual life, our sadhana, then this heavy world, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka, it's transforming. How we are transforming, the world is transforming. He doesn't give us anymore such a... That's only, of course, there is a condition that we change ourselves, that we raise our consciousness. Because if someone is very kind and loving, very humble and meek devotee, he makes his life just serve others. Why will Krishna, he understands everything, why will Krishna give him heavy, heavy kicks and heavy, heavy hits? No, it's different. He's a nice student. So please, I would like to invite everyone to be nice students of spiritual life, of this life in this tough place. Because if you won't, it will be heavy. I think everybody have realizations. Very heavy. Oh, sometimes it's so painful. You just get so much heat of Maya that you're not aware anymore. Where are you? Oh, I'm chanting. Oh, where I am? Can be very heavy. But if we accept what Mahaprabhu gives, and if we became nice, as Prabhupada explains here, then life can be a song. A kirtan song, as Mahaprabhu gives. 2 minutes to nine. Mataji raised the hand, so I'll try.
Hare Krishna. Sometimes it seems that a pure devotee does get some hits.
Yes, of course. Especially if this pure devotee is guru, then he's getting different. But as Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur explains, we should see the difference. We can see the that's not hits, as Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur explaining. It's not hits. That's just the tests. And that's just Krishna is showing to all of us something to learn. Look, Ramachandra, when he came, he was exiled. Look, Pandavas. Look, Prahlad. Look, Dhruva. Everybody have different tests, but that's not hits. We need to have understanding. We have to be spiritually educated. This Bhagavata with Vedanta Sutra, Dvaita Vedanta Sutra explanation of Srimad Bhagavatam, to see the difference. Discrimination is the main quality of intelligence. And the symptom of intelligence is questions. You have to ask questions. Always question, doubt. Why Prahlad happened this? Why to Dhruva happened this? So the same thing, we should always... If you don't ask the question, how will you get knowledge? So, Vishnuratha, how is in Indonesia, Cambodia? If I don't ask him, if he doesn't tell me, I won't be able to know anything about Cambodia and Indonesia. So ask questions. So we ask questions on our Sadhu Sangha, the senior devotees advance, they will explain to us, then we will know. It's very important to understand, to discriminate. What is my offering? As Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, what is Nitya Dharma, why is Naimittika Dharma? Sometimes can be very similar. So, thank you for this question. It's a nice question, but there is a big difference, yeah. And especially we can judge on the end. What was the end of Pandavas, of Dhruva, of Prahlad, of Ramachandra? On the end? Like, who said that? One very nice preacher, devotee. If you have some tribulation in your life, and it's heavy, that means this is, your purification is still not finished. Because on the end, for devotees, always is good. Always is nice. On the end. So we go through different, Krishna show different tests, Krishna give different tests, but they're not hits. Because Krishna doesn't have to teach. That's of course depend about our level of advancement. And the pure devotees, so we have to be very deep to understand who is pure devotee. We have to be very learned to understand Madhyama, Uttama, different things. But to pure devotees in general, no, Krishna doesn't hit them. Sometimes Bhaktisiddhanta says it can seem similar what the rascals are getting and what very advanced devotees are getting. But then we know the advanced devotees, they're not getting reactions. They're just getting certain tests, not so much for them, but for others to see. Look, he got such a tremendously heavy situation and he was so humble and he just went out so smoothly. And he was always praying to Krishna. 1 second he didn't say anything bad to Krishna. Sometimes Lord use his pure devotees just to show how great they are and how amazing he is. So yeah, that this need to have that, this discrimination to see. Generally hits, kicks, knocks down are for those who are very stubborn and not so good students of spiritual life. So thank you so much. I hope I say something smart as I said in the beginning. And please pray for me. And please always try to, as I said, always try to be good. Good and humble, obedient devotee to Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Nithai Gaura Premanande.